Now, the tourism season continues. We're kind of into the peak of it at the moment, but there's a warning that tourism in Ireland is at a tipping point. The warning comes from the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation. It's calling for the lifting, calling for a number of things, really, in its pre-budget submission. It's calling for the lifting of the Dublin Airport passenger cap, increased government spending to the tune of 90 million euro, as well as the restoration of the 9% hospitality VAT rate in order to boost tourism in the industry, which it says is at a tipping point, and it says is over-reliant on the US tourist numbers coming to Ireland. It warns of double-digit declines of tourists coming to Ireland and that the country is over-dependent on the US market. Owen O'Mara Walsh, ITIC chief executive, said 2025 has been a challenging year. Well, with me on the line to talk about this from different perspectives, we've got Adrian Cummins, who is on the board of ITIC. He is the Restaurant Association of Ireland CEO, and Pat O'Leary, who represents the Kerry Tourism Industry Federation on the ITIC Council. Good morning to both of you, and thanks for talking to us on the programme this morning. Adrian, how much of a warning is this from your point of view? Do you agree it's been a challenging year, and are you concerned about numbers that are coming in?
Good morning. It's more than challenging in terms of what we are seeing at the moment for our members in the restaurant industry. And the first thing we need to point out is that every tourist that comes into the country has to eat. So we're at the coal face 24/7 across the state when tourists come into Ireland. What we've seen is that demand is down in terms of it's flat. Everybody says, my revenue isn't up, but my costs are up substantially since 2024. And that's where the businesses that I represent, which are low-margin, labour-intensive businesses, they're finding it very, very difficult. Hence, the 9% VAT rate is so important to be delivered by the government as part of the programme for government in the budget.
So they're looking to operate, obviously, they're operating the same way as they did last year. They're trying to keep a control on their prices. But on the input side, they're suffering. They're paying more for what they produce to the customer.
Correct. Yeah, when you look at our inputs, beef up 96% over 2 years, chicken nearly 40% over 2 years, electricity 94%, gas 63%. So all of these things that are our key inputs into our business. You know, if beef is up 96%, you're not going to, if you were selling a steak at 35 euros back in 2024, you're not selling the same steak at 70 euros now. You're just taking it off the menu. And that's what you're doing. You're trying to manage your input costs, manage the way you run the business, try and make profit so you can pay your staff and pay everybody else. But, you know, we are under extreme pressure at the moment from the cost side, and we have seen a decline in certain markets in terms of tourism. You know, if you look at the continental European markets, the general feeling is that it's down. We've been over-reliant on America, and I think if night follows day and the tariffs kick in, and next year is going to be a very difficult year for us because inflation is going to go up in America. So that middle America tourist that is, you know, they're not going to be travelling to Europe. They're going to be looking at closer to fields, maybe Mexico, Cancun, or somewhere in the Caribbean, as opposed to a long-haul flight, as they would see, to Ireland or to Europe.
Yeah, and that's got to be the concern from here. In as much as you're concerned about this season, it's next season that's a concern as to what might happen to that particular market, Adrian. So what can the government do about it? Would you agree with that, a call for 90 million euro more funding to try and diversify into other markets?
Yes, of course, we would. We support that because we are on the board of ITIC. And also, I think, you know, we need to start talking the talk, not walking the walk. That means for me is that we need to set up marketing and trade delegations to new markets. And I believe that we need to be going further afield and starting to develop markets like China, Korea, Japan, with long-haul flights coming into Ireland. They're doing it already, and I want to point this out. I'm the representative of the Hotels and Restaurants of Europe. We're based in Brussels. And my colleagues across Europe, you take the guys in Denmark, they have long-haul flights coming in from those markets already. While the tourists won't stay 7 nights in Denmark, they'll move to two other countries after that. So I think we need to be able to capture those, that business, if it comes into Ireland, as best we can, accommodate it. But we need to start to develop it more so than we've done before. And also Canada needs to be a market as well that needs to be targeted in a more aggressive manner, because I do feel that the American market next year is going to be difficult for that middle class tourist, not the upper end, because they'll, you know, the five star market, I think they'll be okay, but that middle class American will find it difficult due to inflation and the cost of living in the United States.
Okay. All right, Adrian. Listen, thanks for talking this morning. I know you're under pressure for time, but thanks for giving us your perspective on that. We have Pat O'Leary on the line as well. Pat, good morning to you. You heard what Adrian said there about his concerns and what ITIC are saying. What's your view on, first of all, I suppose, how things are going and what we might have been doing, what we're doing here in Kerry to try and address these challenges as an industry?
Good morning, Jerry. Thank you for having me on. Interesting listening to Adrian, because, yes, he's absolutely right. There are pressures in the country, on his side and restaurant side. Fortunately, from Kerry's perspective, we're having a very, very good season. Anybody on the streets of be it Dingle, Kenmare, Killarney, even Tralee, wherever you go, the county is doing well, and the feedback from our Kerry Tourism Industry Federation members is quite positive. There are some issues. The domestic family market segment is down. And I think there are reasons for that. The obviously cost of living kicks in, and the weather we've had through the summer doesn't help either. So people have gone abroad. As you can see, the numbers leaving the country have increased again over the last 4 to 5 weeks. So, but despite those challenges, Kerry has fared very, very well. And anecdotally, from information I've received from other counties, we are certainly doing much better than our neighbours along the south and west coast.
Yeah, and that's part of it. The US market and the concern about, let's say, the middle market that Adrian was on about there, have we become over reliant about it, or what are we doing to try and address that?
We have become very reliant on the US market, and that was recognised also by us in Kerry almost 2 years ago now. And it's a very important market. I think we should put the figures in perspective. So the American market is what I think by volume about 26-27% by volume, by revenue much higher. So the American market, the real value is in the money the Americans spend when they come to Ireland. I think that needs to be pointed out. Of course, America has also suffered the same cost of living increases. In fact, I would even say more increases than we have here in Europe. So the Americans currently find visiting Europe actually very cheap, and there has been a significant increase in American families coming certainly to Kerry that we hadn't seen before. Traditionally, they were, let's say, of an older demographic or maybe singletons or whatever, but definitely we've seen the benefits of the apparent cheaper costs in Europe through the eyes of an American. But it is a critical issue, and that market is important. You can't obviously leave it drop away. So in that respect, we did and have been looking at other markets.
And how have you been getting on with that? Where have you been looking, Pat, from Kerry's point of view?
We went back to our roots and looked at the traditional market for Kerry, which was certainly when I was growing up as a young man, Kerry was awash with English tourists, and these were not let's call it Irish diaspora English. These were the English gentleman and lady from mid-UK in London area that came here for holidays. And definitely, I think anybody living in the Killarney, Kenmare, Dingle, you will know that there was a huge market. And they disappeared with all of the issues we had in Northern Ireland in the 70s. So we targeted that market quite successfully with the help of Kerry County Council. We launched a marketing campaign early in the year. And so far, and again, it's only anecdotal because we do not have the imperial statistics yet, but we certainly see an increase in the English tourists. We pushed very hard on the access, either through Kerry, Shannon and Cork, which are all in close proximity, and that has certainly paid dividends.
I think we're going to see some numbers coming through that will be an improvement from that market for Kerry in this year and hopefully into next.
Well, no question. And Adrian mentioned faraway fields, but I think that's also very, very important. But if you think about it, on the UK, we have nearly 70 million people on our doorstep. They have difficulties since Brexit in getting to Europe. The temperatures there are high. If they come to Ireland, possibly they have a currency advantage. So we're still relatively inexpensive. If you live in London, we certainly are inexpensive. Access is easy. We have the same language, cultures, values, and so on. So the potential there is very, very, very high. And to that end, I'm delighted that Tourism Ireland have twinned Kerry and Limerick with the UK. And we've actually dovetailed into that campaign, which has been kicked off at the moment. And we're working closely with Tourism Ireland and Fort Ireland to, if you like, piggyback our mini campaign on their much larger budgeted campaign.
Yeah, yeah. And Pat, look, on that, a listener gets in touch, says, caller holidayed recently in Lagos, Portugal. They noticed lots of American tourists there, young and old Americans, choosing continental Europe as a holiday destination. He fears we're losing out on tourism because of our high prices. I know Adrian talked about input costs for tourism operators and businesses and cafes and restaurants. What's your response to that? Or would the VAT reduction help that, or should something else be done to help businesses, tourism businesses, you know, keep competitive, should we call it that?
Yeah, I think price is always an issue, but I always change the word price to value. What do you get for your dollar, your buck? And certainly you can get cheap offerings in other parts of Europe or any other parts of the world also. But it's a question of what do you get? If you, I would challenge somebody on that. If you go to a restaurant in Kenmare and have a quality meal and you want the exact same quality in some of these so-called cheaper destinations, you will have to pay the same price. And I've experienced that personally, and I know that, and I'm sure you have as well. So it's not as simple as cheap, because it's value for money. Now, the VAT issue you mentioned, of course, everything helps, but Adrian's numbers, I think, spoke for themselves. He talked about increase in inputs in energy and beef price and so on, in, you know, heading towards 100%. We're talking about now in this VAT decrease, it's not even 5%. So if you think, getting back to his reference to a steak, what does it mean in a steak? €2, it's a small percentage. It's not going to have a huge impact. And if we are going to focus in supporting certainly the restaurant sector, then we should look at the input costs, the high insurance costs, the high energy costs. This is where it's targeted, let's say, supports to individual businesses. This would, I would say, benefit the consumer more and reduce the overall costs and have a bigger impact than just a VAT.
Yeah, and that's what's needed to try and address that side of it, the inputs going in so the output can be charged at a reasonable rate. Okay, Pat, listen, that's great to hear your views on it. It's an interesting picture to look at in terms of the changed focus on different markets, particularly Britain. But thanks for talking to us in the programme this morning about it.
Thank you, Jerry. Take care.
That's Pat O'Leary there of the Kerry Tourism Industry Federation. If you have a view on what he had to say, or Adrian Cummins, or the tourism season as a whole, we want to hear from you.